This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, Rucker. Anthony Black. Point guard, combo guard, wing, whatever, you know, jack of all trades. He ended up ninth on our final big board. He ended up being the sixth pick to the Orlando Magic. He is currently averaging 17.4 minutes, 4.7 points, with shooting splits of 46, 38.5, 61 on relatively low volume, 2.1 rebounds, 1.4 assists. Where do you want to start with Mr. Black?
Where do we have him?
Ninth.
I was watching his stuff today. I think he looks great. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone's going to be shocked when they hear those numbers and be like, why do you think he looks great? Because I think he's adapting to early life in the NBA on a roster that's starting to play much better, starting to find their groove, starting to believe in themselves, and is very heavy at his position. I like some of the defensive stuff. I think the shot looks like it's trending in the right direction. You're not buying it?
I think anything off of movement or pull up is pretty brutal right now.
Yes.
Like the footwork is super inconsistent. I think over his last 10 games, he's sub 30%. I think he's only at like 1.4 attempts total on the year. So I love the 38.5 on the season at face value, but it's like, all right, five extra attempts and that's skewing pretty dramatically in either direction. He kind of also has like this funky, like side of the face push shot.
But he's always had that. And I feel like it looks fluid this year.
Which, you know, 5 years ago, it would have been like, oh my God, rework the entire shot.
Yeah,
but exactly. A guy like Nikhil Alexander-Walker has a really similar release, and it took him a couple years, but he's a 40% three-point shooter this year and on legit volume. So it might just be one of those things where it needs time. It doesn't need to be overhauled. It doesn't need to be reworked, but it needs to be obsessively tinkered with year after year after year and improve a whole bunch of little things. Because if you're going to have that release, your touch has to be perfect and it has to be absolutely consistent every single time.
I feel like I think the first full offseason is so big for all these rookies. Like, and I feel like with Anthony Black, it's just, he just needs reps. You just need reps of like, okay, I understand now what I need to work on after a season of being in the NBA. Like, I need to get quicker with my pull-up jumper. I need to get quicker with my catch and shoot. Like, because you do see some really good playmaking stuff. You do see some defensive stuff. I think that's always where he's going to be able to lean on. It's just, can next year he take that stride with the offense? We'll see what the roster is going to look like. But that's why you draft Anthony Black so early, is so that next year you're giving him a little bit more on the plate. And I think there's going to be a future in which they have Jalen Suggs and him on the court. And it's just, whew, like that's a very nasty defensive backcourt. if Anthony Black keeps developing, is what I'm saying. So I think he's right on cue with what we were expecting with him landing with Orlando. Don't you? Like, I don't think, I told someone in the beginning of the year, I was like, I don't think he's going to go into Orlando and just, they can't take him off the court. Like, I think it's going to be a guy that's flashes, maybe finds his groove in the second half. I thought if he had a holy crap moment, it was like the second half of the year. They're like, oh gosh, Anthony Black's destroying it. We have to keep him on the court. But I also think that team's playing better than most thought. So you're being patient with your new asset.
Yeah, and it just really feels like they're still kind of figuring out how to use him. And like, they don't really know what he is or how he really fits in on offense yet. And so when you just look at his shot profile, 42% of his shots are at the rim, which is in the 95th percentile, and 18% of his shots are on corner threes, which is in the 82nd percentile. So he's taking high efficient looks, but that also screams to me, it's like, all right, just take what's kind of given to you. Don't force stuff. Don't be like overcomplicate it. There's been flashes of playmaking, but the usage is so low that he really hasn't been able to kind of unlock what we saw in high school and at Arkansas. And assist rate of just 10.3 is in the 11th percentile. Turnover rate of 15.5 is in the 11th percentile. Not totally uncommon for a rookie. The NBA's hard. It happens. Not really worried about it in the long run. What's really stood out to me, though, is the defense, where the Magic's defensive rating when he's on the court is 110.3, which is in the 92nd percentile, and opponents have a turnover rate which is 15.4, which is in the 85th percentile. That's where I think he's really making his impact and really kind of helping this team right now. I don't think the impact from him offensively is going to happen this year or maybe even next year, but what he's showing right now is that he can be a hell of a defender and really kind of just play a role, which is really difficult for rookies, especially ones who have always grown up on the ball, to be like, you know what? I'm just going to be a hell of a defender. And he was a really good defender in high school and college, so it's not unusual for him. But the fact that he's doing it already on a team that really prides itself on its defense and is one of the best defenses in the league, that's really impressive for a rookie. And that stuff has really stood out to me in all of their tape.
Yeah, defense will get you on the floor. And I think we all thought that's why I was so intrigued with Anthony Black. Like, I feel like I was cooler on him as a prospect the whole year. And then at the end of the year, I evaluated all of his film and the defense got me buying it. Like, I was like, oh yeah, the playmaking's there. The shot's a question mark. What else? And then I bought in on the defense. And I think when you're a young player trying to earn minutes, when you can buy in to like, okay, defense will get me on the court. Fantastic. Your point about like the percentages at the rim and stuff, like he's also showing like willingness to be an off ball guy, like cutting, finding lapses, like getting easy buckets. But you also have to have the desire and the understanding of when to cut, and figuring that stuff out early as a rookie is so underrated, because then you can always have that in your mind when everything else is starting to click. So you know, it might not happen next year. He might have a nice leap. And then all of a sudden, in a couple of years down the road, we might be like, man, Anthony Black's turned into a really nice piece. Like, he can do a little bit of everything. So I think he's right on cue. Like, I think now you're playing with house money that Jalen Suggs has taken this type of leap, and you have a young, talented 6'7" playmaking guard with defensive chops that's just going to be in the lab working on his game. Like, I know it's tough when you're drafting someone that early to be like, you know, 4 points a game. What are you talking about? I think this is right on cue. Like, this is perfect. Yeah. Like, they're going to keep getting nastier and he's going to keep getting better. This is how you stop being in the lottery. Like, this is how your team all of a sudden looks up in a couple of years and like, shit, Orlando's nice. Like, I don't know. Do you think I'm nuts or?
No, like when you just kind of like look at his box score numbers, the only number that really matters to me right now is that 17 and a half minutes, because what that's telling me is the coaches trust him enough to play him almost a little over a quarter of the game. And they have playoff aspirations, and like legit, like, let's do some damage playoff aspirations, not hey, let's sneak in with a play-in win. But then you just kind of like look at the lineups that he's being used with, and it's not like he's just a bench piece, you know, being kind of thrown in there at random times either. His two most used lineups, because I was kind of curious, it's like, all right, how are his numbers overly inflated because of garbage time or whatever? But per cleaning the glass, his number one most used lineup is him, Suggs, Franz, Paolo, and Goga for 574 possessions. Offensive rating of just 115.2, but defensive rating is 104.3, 83rd percentile for a net rating of 10.7, 70th percentile. I know that offensive, defensive, and net ratings aren't everything. Save your comments. It's just an easy, a quick and pretty reliable place to just immediately glance at an impact. Second most used lineup, him, Cole, Joe Ingles, Jonathan Isaac, Mo Wagner, 148 possessions, offensive rating of 137.8, 97th percentile, defensive rating of 101.3, 90th percentile, net rating of 36.5, 99th percentile. What I took from that is he can play with anyone out there, whether it's gunners from the bench or the starters who are a little more measured and kind of controlled and, you know, slow it down on offense. He can go out there and defend with the best of them and be a really crucial and important defensive piece while being a connective, low maintenance connective piece on offense. So I thought those lineups were really interesting. And just like the kind of disparity with the stars in that first one, and then basically a full on bench unit in the second one, but a very, very dominant five man bench unit.
The minutes thing couldn't be, I love that you brought that up. That is humongous, regardless of what he's doing in the rest of the box score. Like, they were 34 and 48 last year. They're 45 and 31 right now. They're two games back of Milwaukee for the two seed in the East behind the Boston Celtics. But what I'm saying is that is an unbelievable turnaround. They're hoping, like, their dream, I've always said this, when you're a young team, you get back in the playoffs, your dream, you want to win a playoff series. If you could go in the playoffs and win a playoff series, you overexceeded your goals that year. I don't care what any fan base says. Then you get greedy. Then you were like, okay, give me more. You know, you just hit on, you doubled down on 11 at the blackjack table and you won. And now you're like, wait, one more hand. Maybe I get it. You get excited. But the goal was for Orlando this year to get back into the playoffs. If you win a series, you're fantastic, because now you have all this youth and young pieces starting to believe in each other, believe that they're on the verge of getting to that next step. So with all that going on, for Anthony Black to be almost getting, like you said, Metcalf, almost a full quarter of play despite only averaging 4 points a game, that tells you, like you said, the defense, the mentality of how his teammates trust him to make an impact without scoring. And I just think he's a high field player that this team is, you know, is really getting close to just being contenders in the East all the time because of how young they are and how the pieces fit so well together. And I think Anthony Black only getting better is going to help them. And I just think he's in a great spot in which they don't have to rush this. They can just keep unlocking a little bit. And I think he's right on cue. He's on a perfect place.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And yeah, and I was so close to just way overthinking him last year. And
me too.
I'm glad I didn't.
Me too.
He has the size, the athleticism, the field, the defense. Yeah, the shot's not there, but it's really rare for guys to not improve as shooters nowadays. So when you look at kind of the impact that Anthony Black has been able to have, despite not having the shot and kind of filling in around the edges and just figuring out a role and how to contribute to winning basketball, what's the best thing we can kind of take from that and his experience and apply to this year's class?
I love it when you do this. Where do I start?
So for me, the number one name is Stephan Castle.
And I would say the number two name behind that would be Nikola Topic.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm not saying just the defensively. I'm just saying the shot question marks. How can you make an impact with the team? But I think Castle is the poster child for comparing him and Anthony Black. I've literally said on the line, I said, how can you be buying, if you bought into Anthony Black, how can you not be buying into Stephon Castle? I said, in theory, they're the same guys. Like, they're both 6'6", 6'7", playmaking, feel, defensive chops. I think Castle's going to be a better defender.
I think he already is.
Yes. And I do think Castle's offensive upside's a bit higher. But I could say that Anthony Black's playmaking is better. So what I'm trying to say is, I think a team's going to look at Castle of like, well, look at how he adapted to this role. Look at how he thrived in this new role. You know, that's something we don't give him enough credit for, is being top dog point guard at 6'6 in high school, putting up big numbers. And going into a program that they said, we have plenty of scorers here. You've got to figure out how to defend, get on the court. And he said, fine, let's do it. And we've heard since preseason practices that he was kicking ass defensively. And I did not think it was going to be like this. So I think that's a good one. Topic, I just threw out there because the shot questions and playmaking, he's going to have to impact the game offensively to get on the court. Although someone's going to let them do it because that's why they're picking so high. So what do you think?
Yeah. And the Topic one is a little tough for me just because the defense.
The defense. I probably jumped the gun there because I was so excited to talk about Topic because he's about to return to practice. So I haven't talked about him in months. So it's driving me crazy.
A couple other names that I think this, you know, that this kind of mindset could apply to. Cody Williams is probably up there. Maybe Matas Buzelis, given how the defense has improved and the shot has disappeared.
Never was there.
He's such a different player than Black, though. So I really think Castle's the...
It's tough because
the main one.
Guys, I keep looking at, I'm trying to say, I'm like, and then I'm like, well, they're shooters. Like, I wanted to say Keyshawn George, and I was like, no. Ryan Dunn. Nick Clifford. McCullough, maybe?
Maybe, but I'm... The difference between like all those guys that both of us mentioned after Castle is their wings.
McCullough is the one I think that could be the closest to Anthony Black. If he's healthy.
Yeah.
But because of the versatility, he could figure out a way to earn minutes as a rookie because he's older. Now, thank you. He's a senior. Anthony Black was a freshman. I get it. I'm just saying he could figure out a way how to get on the court with his defense and his feel, despite maybe not putting up a bunch of points. But I would say it's Castle.
Yeah.
If we're talking about one guy, it's Castle.
I totally agree. Anything else on Anthony Black?
No. Go All Magic.
Right. Let's bring out the wheel. Let's figure out who our next
one is. I'm waiting for one person because we're going to go all in. We might just make it an episode. Just rip the bandaid off. Oh, mine froze. I can't tell.
Scoot Henderson.
What beautiful timing, too. He's been starting to play good. I just talked to someone from the Blazers, and they said he's starting to look a lot better. So
cannot wait.